Blogtalk.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me here for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be talking pickup trucks. So if you love pickup trucks, you're not going to want to miss it. The editor-in-chief of Pickup Trucks is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking all about PickupTrucks.com. We're also going to be talking about some new vehicles, including the 2013 Ram 1500, some future technologies, and also talk about everything from mid-size segment trucks to one-ton dually diesels. So if you're into pickup trucks, this is going to be a great hour for you on the broadcast. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number from anywhere across North America, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And, of course, you can email me up at any time as well. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-O.com. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here. Whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question is going to get a Wash Drops prize package, courtesy of Marie and the gang at Wash Drops, and we'll make it a performance truck question. What was the name of that first incarnation of the Ford F-150 SVT product? They now have the Raptor, but for a number of years before that, they had a super fast, just rear-wheel drive pickup truck. Had the opportunity to drive one for a week in suburban Boston here, and that's going back to the late 90s, early 2000s. But what was the name of that particular incarnation from the special vehicle team at Ford? What was the name of that super fast Ford pickup truck? That's the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Joining us on the broadcast right now, one of my favorite automotive journalists in all of the world. We worked together at Motor Trend for a number of years. Mark was not only a Motor Trend staff member, but also editor of Truck Trend magazine, and he has now moved on to become the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Mark Williams to Auto World. Mark, how you doing?
Doing very well, Bob. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about PickupTrucks.com. How long has this site been around, and kind of give us a little flavor for what can be found there?
Yeah, it's got a very interesting history, and it kind of follows along the whole growth of the internet, for that matter. It started by a guy in college, in his college dorm room, who just loved pickup trucks. So just started a website called PickupTrucks.com, just because he loved everything related to and connected to pickup trucks. And from there, it just started to grow and grow. It started out as his hobby. Turned out he was able to walk away from a pretty lucrative bank job that he was growing up in, and started doing it full time. And about 4 years ago, caught the attention of Cars.com. Mm. You can see the synergy between Cars.com and PickupTrucks.com. They ended up making him a very nice offer to come on board. And for the last couple of years, the partnership between Cars.com and PickupTrucks.com has worked out pretty well. Cars.com is a huge company and a huge website selling millions and millions of vehicles throughout the year, and essentially creating a service for people who want to get the best price on a new or used vehicle that's the closest distance from their house. So a pretty simple, basic business model, but it seems to be working out, as far as the partnership goes, very well. About 6-8 months ago, they asked me to come on board and help out with PickupTrucks.com, and I've been going 100 miles an hour ever since.
That's great. And Mark, on pickuptrucks.com. You can actually search for a truck, whether it be a brand new one or a used one, and it will help you find it at a local dealer nearby.
Yeah, they're essentially the tools that you can use that are right on the homepage of our website allow you to identify the exact vehicle or maybe the category of vehicle you're interested in, or you can set parameters that allow you to provide a budget that you're under, and it lets you know, there are thousands and thousands of dealerships that we're connected to. It lets you know new or used vehicles, what's available out there and for what price, along with photos from any of the dealerships that are near you to any of the amazing deals that might be just statewide. I mean, you really are allowed to set the parameters on your search. So no matter what kind of car or what kind of pickup truck you want, you can find it with the tools that we have on our website. And then if you want to go deeper into that, if you want to find out exactly what our recommendations are, we've got a whole bunch of people that whose job it is to full-time research and study and become crazy about all the new cars that are coming out right now. So we've got all sorts of reviews and tests and segment comparisons and daily updates, both on cars.com and pickuptrucks.com.
That's wonderful. So a great resource for anybody out there who is pickup truck crazy, pickuptruck.com, and you're covering all the latest news and attending a lot of the big shows around the nation and around the world, and we'll touch on all those as well. But one of the things that caught my eye here as I look at the website right now, I mean, you've got videos up there. It's a real multimedia experience you've got going on.
Yeah, we're trying to do it first class, and it's all about magazines and the internet. It's of course a different medium, but the bottom line is still the same. We're trying to provide the most information in the easiest way to digest information about the tidal wave of new technology and new vehicles that are coming out every year. So if that means it's easier to understand in a 2 or 3 or 4 minute video, then we're trying to put that together. If you want the complete, comprehensive, deep dive information on just the chassis, then we'll have the huge story for that as well too.
But
we're just trying to give as much information as possible about the vehicles in whatever medium you're most likely to digest that information.
And I know over the years, pickuptrucks.com has kind of made its name for doing a lot of comprehensive shootouts, and I know you've continued that. Tell our listeners a little bit about these shootouts.
Well, you can take the information that the manufacturers give you, and you can study it, and they give us access to all the different engineers and the people whose job it is to build these vehicles. And we do our interviews and we do our due diligence to try to find out exactly what these vehicles are all about. But that'll only take you so far. We have to get the vehicles in our hands. We have to live with them for a while in order to report how it's most likely to live for you if you end up going out and purchasing that vehicle. And then even beyond that, I think a lot of people are very interested on how these new vehicles compare to the competitors. I mean, so for half-ton pickup trucks, we want to take all those vehicles out throughout the course of the year. For the compact or midsize, we want to get all of them in-house and take them out in the real world. Sometimes beating them up around, Southern California, for example, with our midsize shootout, we had every vehicle in the segment represented, and we were able to take them over the course of 2 weeks and do fuel economy, do some serious off-roading, do some good payload testing, and get them on the track and see how they do in the normal batteries of tests that we do, the 0-60, the braking, the loaded and unloaded. And we were able to determine which vehicle for the price we thought was number one in the category. So for purchasing a vehicle, I think those types of stories are always going to be key for us and going to be very important for buyers who are interested in buying the best truck for their dollar.
So true. More with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com straight ahead.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1500. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.55.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.18, $8.48.59 for a half ounce, or $4.24.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.18, $8.48.59, and $4.24.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our toll-free line, if anybody has any pickup truck questions, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Mark Williams joins us, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and if you have anything in the pickup truck realm, we'd love to hear from you. Also, got the trivia question out there about the first Ford performance truck under the John Colletti years, the SVT Ford, based on the F-Series, the F-150, and it had a supercharged engine. I won't give out too many more details, but we'd love to hear somebody come up with the correct answer. So far, no one has even come close at 855-660-4261. Interestingly enough, Mark, as you were saying about the comparison test, they really can open your eyes, even as an editor, even as somebody who gets the opportunity like you and I to drive a lot of new vehicles. Sometimes when you gather them side by side, different brands, and do a program like you've described, you can really uncover a lot of subtle nuances between the different offerings.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. For me, and like you say, we do get a lot of experience driving a lot of different vehicles. What's most enlightening for me, which as near as I can tell, has provided a lot of good information for people going out and spending their money on these trucks, because, you know, let's be honest, even if you're buying a used pickup truck, they're not cheap out there.
Mm.
It's pretty easy to know, and everyone has kind of a general feeling on what the best truck out there is and maybe what the worst truck out there is. But in getting these vehicles in an entire segment together, you really start to explode some of the information that the middle players have to offer. And sometimes that might mean there's a, you know, maybe it's not the best vehicle, but you know, they might be getting some great incentives right now, or they might offer some pretty spectacularly well done you know, suspension packages, or maybe they're the ones that are offering exactly what you need for the price point that you're looking for. So getting that information about the middle players that still offer a huge chunk of value for what you're getting for the money you're paying is pretty amazing. That seems to be the very valuable information that at least from the feedback we're getting that people are appreciating.
And they should, because as you pointed out, I mean, today purchasing any new vehicle, any new pickup truck, you know, is a major investment. As a matter of fact, I'm sure people who were around years ago would never believe the amount of money that you can spend on today's modern pickup trucks. But then again, a lot of those older folks would never believe that pickup trucks would have morphed into, in some cases, real full zoot luxury machines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what we've seen, is that, you know, it's almost a cliche right now to talk about how pickup trucks aren't just these, you know, commercial duty vehicles anymore. It's not uncommon. In fact, a lot of the big manufacturers are making very nice profits on the luxury pickup trucks, whether they're the half-ton pickup trucks like the F-150 or the Ram or the Silverado, that all have premium packages available for them that get them up to, you know, $40,000 and $45,000, or even the one-ton duallys, which only used to be exclusively workhorse tow vehicles, you know, 20 and 30 years ago. But now you can drop for a King Ranch or a Platinum F-350, you can easily drop $60,000 or $65,000 for what they're offering. And if you've never been inside of one, I would please suggest you go out and just sit in one or drive one. I think there's a pretty good justification for the value that those vehicles are offering. The interiors are spectacular. The work capability they offer is amazing, and they're not beat you up every day type of daily drivers anymore. They're actually comfortable in a lot of cases, especially when compared to how they used to ride years and years ago.
So true. Mark, what is it about Americans and pickup trucks? I mean, no matter how you slice it, even when the price of gas is $4 and $5 a gallon, Americans just truly love their pickup trucks. I know the state of Texas is the number one pickup truck market, but it's really across all 50 states. People just love pickup trucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know there are sociology departments in all sorts of colleges that you know, are studying this, and books could be written on this. Everybody seems to have a particular theory, whether it's you know, that segment stays alive because the buyers are very, very smart, or that segment stays alive because a lot of people are very, very not smart. I mean, I've heard the arguments all over the map, and it's sometimes amazing to me how much more you can tell about the person providing the argument that you will ever learn about pickup trucks or how important they are to this country. But just my personal opinion is that it's, if you look at all the cars just all spread out in front of you, that particular segment is, it's not about posing, it's not about posturing, it's not about marketing spin, it's not about, you know, shiny objects. It's about what that truck can offer the person who's buying it. And in most of the cases, it's not all the cases, but in most of the cases, the people buying those trucks need the pickup bed, they need to carry people, and they need to do some kind of work, however they define it. And those vehicles, for better or for worse, are the ones that are able to get that work done. So I think it is going to morph in a lot of different directions. I've got a lot of friends who love to, you know, claim that they're the supreme ultimate car guy on the planet that don't understand why pickup trucks even exist, and that's fine. They can stay over there. They don't have to understand why pickup trucks exist. They can stay in their sports cars and stay on paved roads and never tow a vehicle to the racetracks they go and visit. That's fine. Let them be that way. But for vehicles that actually have to try to accomplish something for people that care more about what gets done rather than how they look doing it, I think there's always going to be a place for that pickup truck.
I couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk a little bit about a pickup truck that was introduced at the New York International Auto Show. And it's a big story. It's the 2013 Ram 1500. And I learned from you that this was originally scheduled to be kind of a mid-cycle facelift and, you know, kind of a little bit of a tweaking. But when the covers were taken off this vehicle, and I know you got a preview of it even before the covers were taken off, this is a significant redo, almost a whole new truck.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, it came at the New York Auto Show, which is a very interesting place to try to get attention for a pickup truck. But as near as I can tell from talking to the Ram guys, the timing just worked out, and that was the only show that they had the opportunity to try to make a big bang there. But you don't normally think of New York people being all that interested in pickup trucks, but I think it ended up working out in their favor since there weren't a lot of other pickup trucks around there. But yeah, it got a lot of attention, got underneath a lot of radars. Not a lot of people understood exactly how significant the changes were to that vehicle, but it was very interesting to watch and see how the reception kind of built and warmed up for that vehicle.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Mark. When we come back, more.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julius Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. PickupTrucks.com. Check it out online. It's a really cool site. And Mark's giving us a little rundown of the recently introduced Ram 1500 for 2013, unveiled at the New York International Auto Show. And lots of significant improvements here with the Ram, including an all-new frame and two very fuel-efficient powertrains and eight-speed automatic transmission. Tell us more, Mark.
Yeah, I think that 8-speed transmission is going to be the game changer. That's the bar that Ram truck guys have set that now have challenged Ford and GM to try to meet or beat. But the 8-speed transmission allows for all sorts of possibilities, and not the least of which is better fuel economy. So they've got a brand new powertrain, a brand new V6 engine, the Pentastar. So we've seen that already in some of the Jeep vehicles and some of the Chrysler cars, but now it's made its way into the Ram half ton. A huge, this cannot be overstated, but a huge improvement over the 3.7 liter. Oh, I've heard some people call it a better boat anchor than a truck engine, but I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I've heard people say that. But this is a vast improvement. 305 horsepower, 270, I think, foot-pounds of torque, combined with the 8-speed, is going to allow the truck, a half-ton full-size truck with all the normal towing and payload capabilities of a regular half-ton, to be able to have very low gears to allow much better fuel economy. So instead of the typical maybe 373 or 392 gears that the previous V6 engine had to have, 321 gears, 355 with 8 speeds means that you'll just be loafing along at 65 miles an hour, getting much better highway fuel economy than you ever have before.
It's really a game changer in a lot of ways, certainly in the area of aerodynamics, too. They're employing a very innovative air suspension, which is not only going to lower at highway speeds for a better fuel economy profile, but also is going to offer some significant benefits when it comes to getting in and out of the vehicle and also loading the vehicle.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a great technology for pickup trucks specifically, and just like you mentioned before too, it starts with that frame. I mean, a lot of the frame changes that they made, including a lot of high strength and ultra high strength steel to save weight, was specifically designed to accommodate this new air suspension that they're including on the 2013 half tons. And they've got a lot of experience behind this. This isn't just I hope this technology works, but this is a version of the same air suspension that they've had great success with on the Grand Cherokee. So the Greek Jeep Grand Cherokee model with the airbags. Yeah, it's easy for me to say. But it should work very well here on a half-ton pickup truck. And it's going to offer, and it's all controlled inside with the cab. Some of the settings will be automatic. So when you get to 60 or 65 miles an hour, it'll crouch down into a lower aerodynamic space, so it'll allow more air to rush past you and actually provide less drag as you're moving through the air. So the theory is that that will increase your fuel economy, maybe by just a fraction, but that's something. As well as those settings for off-road. So if you've got a four-wheel drive and you want to get a little bit higher ground clearance or get your vehicle a little bit higher off the ground for some of the rocks that are coming up, you've got two different settings to select from. Or if you want to drop it altogether when you come into a parking lot situation and make it a little easier for your passengers to get in and get out, you can essentially relax that suspension all the way on the bump stops and make it much easier for ingress and egress.
Other curious and intriguing features on this new Ram include electronic power steering, a start-stop system, again, for fuel economy, and also the fact that they've employed active shutters in the grill, again, for improved aerodynamics. This is pretty cool stuff, especially, you know, something that we haven't seen much in the truck world, such attention to aerodynamics.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you're a car geek and a global car geek, you'll recognize some of these technologies in some of the more expensive supercars or in some of the European models that Chrysler has. Start-stop technology is very cool. Essentially allows the vehicle to not waste any fuel while idling. So the trick has always been to combine the engine, the fuel getting to the engine with the alternator and with the starter, and to create something seamless rather than something that shakes every time it needs to start when your foot comes off the brake or shuts the vehicle down completely when you want to hit the throttle and get out of there. So the technology seems to be up to speed enough now where it's going to be comfortable for people. We've spent a good amount of time with the technology, and it seems to be very invisible and very transparent. So for comfortable driving around town, it's going to provide the best probably improvement in city fuel economy for your vehicle.
Another interesting bit of technology in this vehicle is they continue to upgrade a lot of the entertainment systems in various vehicles and trucks across the board. This vehicle is going to have not only the Uconnect, which is Chrysler's version of basically the Ford Sync system, but also this vehicle reportedly is going to be its own portable Wi-Fi hotspot. How are they going to be doing that?
Yeah, that's a very cool technology for me, at least, because I'm constantly, especially when we're out on these road tests or comparison tests out on the road, we're away, essentially, and not connected, which can be a very good thing a lot of the time. But sometimes it's nice to be connected. I think you're right. Both Ford and GM have really pushed the envelope over the last couple of years. Like you mentioned, with the F-Series and the MyFord Touch system, they've been working out some bugs and making constant improvements all the way through that are very impressive. But I think the bar was set, and this new Uconnect system that they're including in the 2013 models, bigger screen, more connectivity, more information, more access to information all at your fingertips seems to be the direction we're going, although the only thing that might put the brakes on that or at least slow the technology down a little bit are some of the federal regulations that they're interested in doing just to make it a little less distracting and give you a little less access to information while you're actually moving. But General Motors has had a hot spot option available for the last couple of years, which has been pretty popular, especially on the commercial pickup truck side. And I'm sure Ford is going to have to up their game as well, too, to try to deal with a lot of this advanced technology in the new Ram.
Mark, I was too busy doing my radio interviews at the auto show to get inside the interior of the Ram. But the big question is, has Chrysler caught up with Ford and GM? Who's got the best interior now?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I will say that the new Ram does have an incredibly impressive interior. It's a vast improvement, but the only caveat you have to make when you say that about a Ram truck is that they really did have the most distance to come. So to make that big improvement was important, but they really needed to move that meter farther than everybody else. We've got the new GMs coming online in a couple of years, but if you had to push me into a corner, I'm still very, very impressed with how Ford is able to get the quality out of their pickup trucks at the price point that they hit, both at the luxury end and the entry level.
It's so true. I mean, Jay Mays and the design team have done a wonderful job of really bringing lots of vehicles, including the pickup trucks, to a really super high level of quality. Our telephone number, once again, if you've got a pickup truck question, 855-660-4261. We finally have an answer to the trivia question. We'll give that answer out when we come back, and we'll talk about its successor in the SVT lineup from Ford, the Raptor. I wonder how that's doing. Mark will be able to tell us. You're listening to Auto World Live. Don't go away.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
We're back. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Williams is with us, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. We got the answer to the question here from, a gentleman in Alabama. It's Peter, and you are right, Peter. It is the Ford F-150 Lightning back in the John Coletti days. And nowadays, Ford has got a high-performance pickup truck. And, Mark, and I know you have had some opportunity to be around and be in this vehicle. Quite a different take, a different interpretation of a performance truck than the original Lightning, the two generations of the Lightning. This is the Raptor. Tell our listeners about this Raptor.
Yeah, just a little bit of background and history here. SVT has done some amazing things, obviously, with the Mustang is where most people understand the skill, the level of skill that they can provide to a vehicle just by upgrading a few different parts and in some cases a few different superchargers to provide a huge wallop of personality changing power to a vehicle. We talk about the Lightning. The Lightning was a wonderful vehicle doing some amazing attention getting for Ford, specifically the F-150 in the past. A lot of people were very sad when the years happened where we didn't have an SVT Lightning. We didn't have that kind of, you know, power pickup truck. But there was a lot of criticism and admittedly a lot of confusion maybe in some people's eyes. Because no matter how good you made an F-150 pickup truck perform well on a track, it was still trying to do something it was never really engineered and designed to do.
Yeah.
Now along comes the ideas, the Ford engineers, you know, wringing their hands together and getting a devilish look in their eye, saying, hey, we want to do something. We're pretty sure we don't want it to be the Lightning, so why don't we go in the opposite direction and do some kind of super high-performance desert racer, and will be the king of everything off-road. A wonderful idea and a wonderful target, and with some pretty amazing engineers, they have done a spectacular job. 3 years ago, it debuted, came out with maybe not the perfect engine, but they followed it up with the 6.2, which is what exists as an option for it right now. but a completely new suspension underneath, a completely new design parameter for the chassis with that allows 35-inch tires all around, incredible, I think it's almost 14 inches of wheel travel per wheel that allows this thing to just scream on desert terrain that you would be careful to have to walk through. But these Raptors, and it's just an F-150 frame. It's essentially the same exact frame that you would get on a base V6 F-150, but they have done some amazing work to integrate the electronics with the engine, with the chassis, that will literally make you a much, much off-road, a much, much better off-road driver as soon as you get behind the wheel.
2013 is going to be the end of the line for the Chevrolet Avalanche. This was always a rather funky vehicle, especially in the first incarnation when it had a whole lot of plastic cladding on it. But what are your thoughts about the end of this attempt to kind of merge an SUV with a pickup truck?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I've been reading a lot of stuff where a lot of people are saying that the Avalanche, which ends its run in 2013, good riddance, get it out of here. I understand that point of view, but I will tell you, there is a dark hole in my heart right now knowing that this thing is going to go away. I don't think people understand exactly how earthquaking this vehicle was when it debuted. They essentially took a Suburban chassis, so it's off an existing chassis. They didn't have to redesign or create something out of thin air, but they very creatively took that Suburban chassis, put a unique looking pickup truck like body on it, allowing a pass through, and this is not an easy thing to engineer, a pass through wall between cab and pickup truck bed that allowed people to drop that mid-gate, and nobody else has had a mid-gate since or has one now, that allows you to store product essentially from the inside of a pickup bed inside the cab. And this is the first vehicle that had outside bed storage compartments where you could store gear outside in lockable little areas. Very creative, and it also had an integrated bed cover on it that you could stand on top of or even load gear on top of and keep anything you had in the bed fully protected and locked. So this was a revolutionary truck. It served its purpose, but I think GM is exactly right, especially with these new platforms and new GM pickup trucks coming, that maybe its time is done and it's time to make room for something different.
How are the Japanese manufacturers doing pickup truck sales-wise? Certainly there was a lot of hullabaloo when they first came out, both the Tacoma and the Nissan, the large truck from Nissan there, the Titan, and as well as the larger truck from Toyota. They don't seem to have made a real dent in the marketplace of the big three Americans, if you want to call them that, these days.
Yeah, it's a difficult market. They knew it was going to be a difficult road, but I think if you asked anybody at Toyota or Nissan, I think they would be pretty honest with you and say that they're not real happy where they are right now. They were hoping to be at a different place when they introduced the vehicles years ago. Toyota, with the amount of money they invested in the San Antonio plant that they built, they clearly have ground to try to make up. They've done some very good, changes. They're making some changes to that San Antonio plant to allow them to recoup some of the costs. They're building both Tundras and Tacomas there now.
Mm-hmm.
So they've tried to make a more efficient, process that they're putting out. But Nissan is even further behind that. So the sales aren't up to what they want to be. But the good news is that they know that they have a lot of room to make up. So they're almost in a better position than some of the other manufacturers in that they can start trying a lot of different things now and be maybe a little more creative, take some more risks that could eventually allow us in the pickup truck market to see some different variations and more creative option packages in the future.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because the Tundra, certainly when it first came out, a lot of people thought it was really going to steal the thunder of the F-Series and the Silverado, but you know, it just really didn't capture the hearts and minds and, most importantly, the wallets of American consumers.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They tried to do something a little bit odd in that they didn't make a real half ton and they didn't make a real three-quarter ton. They tried to straddle that area right in between those two zones, and that's kind of hurt them a little bit. I don't know if that means they're going to have to split off and create something like the other manufacturers with half tons, three-quarter tons, and one tons, or if they're just going to try to become more of a one full-size truck fits everybody's needs company. But I think the strategy that they've used in the past hasn't quite played out the way they would have liked.
What's going to happen within Ford? Is there going to be a replacement for the Ranger? It was around for so long, and a lot of people love that little truck.
Yeah, Ford, to give them credit, they are being very, very careful about everything they say. Yeah, the Ranger was loved by a lot of people, still sold, even once Ford decided to completely ignore it several years ago and not throw any money into advertising, not throw any money into updating the vehicle or providing any kind of new option packages. It still was, you know, the second or third best-selling vehicle in that segment, even being completely ignored. But as far as what's happening in the future, I think Ford is doing a great job right now focusing on their commercial side with the new Transit and Transit Connect and even some of the more global platform vehicles that they're offering in other countries and will be offering here in the U.S. It's quite possible we're going to see a smaller pickup truck based on something more unibody-ish. I know for a lot of people they get very scared when they hear that a pickup truck might be on a unibody. But I think some of the platforms that we've been seeing on the commercial side for them, like the Transit and Transit Connect, I think could be something they could adapt or use to provide some problem solving for people who aren't looking for a full-size pickup truck, but they still need something that has to do a lot of work.
Very well said, Mark. We'll get you back with us real soon. Everybody check out pickuptrucks.com. Thank you, Mark.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.